This is WLVR. It's time to Take 5 with Grover Silcox. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
the yarn spinner. At heart, I'm a storyteller. You might say it's in my DNA. Sir Joseph Silcox arrived in the New World in the early 19th century from his native England. He wasn't really a sir except to his children. As the clipper pulled along the dock at Front Street in Philadelphia, Joseph saw his future unfold before him. Front and High, now Market Street, bustled with commerce, storekeepers, and customers buying and selling. Joe Silcox felt right at home stepping off the boat and into this salesman's paradise. Entering the London Coffee House, Silcox struck up a conversation with a drayman from a rope factory. The fellow told the ambitious immigrant about an opening at the ropery just north of the city. Well, the stars aligned. Silcox got the gig and soon became the ropework's top salesman. He attributed his success to thoroughly learning, well, the ropes. His dad, a leathery old sea dog, taught him all about rope and tying knots. That impressed Joe's customers, many of whom were merchant ship owners and shopkeepers. A great storyteller, Joe cultivated an audience wherever he peddled his rope. He mesmerized customers with great rope-related stories. People who caught his performance called him the yarn spinner. He regaled folks with fascinating, often arcane, bits of information. People would walk away shaking their heads saying, "Why, I never knew that," and, "I better buy some rope." Yes, Joe was the Pied Piper of rope. He told stories about Alexander the Great and how he pleased the gods by cutting the Gordian knot with one fell swoop of his sword. He revealed how itinerant hangmen of 18th century Europe carried their rope in special black bags from one execution to the next. The really good ones knew how to fashion a small noose to ensure a long drop and a quick end for the condemned. Such history kept onlookers spellbound. He recited his favorite poem, Rope Walk by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. He described saving his childhood friend, Alfie, when they were kids. You see, Joe removed the rope holding up his trousers to rescue his friend from drowning. The rope was just long enough to pull poor Alfie from the perilous river in which they had waded. As an adult, Alfie had kept the rope and hung it in the corner of his kitchen as a decoration to remind him of his friend. Joe Silcox married Eliza Myers in 1847. They lived near the Delaware River. Every day he'd walk to work and see the ships coming and going. He wondered how many depended on his ropes. Joe retired after almost 40 years. Everyone wished him well along Front Street. Some even remembered him first appearing in their stores with his sample case. Old age hit hard. Eliza had passed in middle age. Many of his friends were gone, including his old classmate, Alfie. One of his children owned a prosperous dry goods store. Rope sales were particularly good. Joe was proud of his family, and yet he missed so many people who had come and gone. Joe spent his last days at Philadelphia General Hospital. His four children encircled the bed. It was time for goodbyes. In that last half hour, he kept looking up. Barely audible, he whispered, "I've got it. I've got it." His children asked, "What have you got, Dad?" "It's Alfie," he said. "See, he's throwing me the rope." Joe smiled as though he had caught it. "Thank you," he mouthed repeatedly. And then Alfie pulled him to the other side, or so it seemed. Like my great-great-grandfather, Joseph Silcox, I too enjoy a good yarn, though it needn't be tied to rope.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.